listening to the voice of the Ferris State Bulldog, Sunny 97.3 WDEE FM, Reed City, Big Rapids, Cadillac.
Good. Coming to the goal. To the backhand. He scores!
Sunny 97.3 of the Bulldog Sports Network proudly presents The Breakaway with Dominic Hennigan.
It's going to be back here again after that weekend series versus the Michigan Tech Huskies. Wasn't a pretty one if you're a Ferris State Bulldog fan, but still a lot of positives to take out of it. I promise you that. We'll talk a little bit more about that coming up here on the show. We'll talk with the head coach of the Ferris State Bulldogs, Bob Daniels. Tom Anastas, head coach of the Michigan State Spartans, will join us as well. We'll get to your thoughts and comments, questions on the weekend series or comments. Either or, we'll love to take your calls. 657-383-0212. The phone line, 657-383-0212. I was just talking with Steve Masters here running the board about, wow, can you believe it's been 4 weeks? This show has now been running 4 weeks here. And I mean, I remember at one time when we were just getting going, and I was like, hey, how is this going to go? And it's been a success. It really has. I was just in the volleyball arena, Ferris State Women's Volleyball hosting Grand Valley State here right now, 7 o'clock. Was the tip-off there here in Big Rapids. And I was there at 6:25 and had at least five people say, shouldn't you be in the studio? I mean, are you going to be late for your show? And so that's when you know word's getting around town. And this has been a success. And so I just want to take a minute to say thank you for listening. Thank you for continuing to tune in every single week. And it's been a blessing to me on a personal level, to the program, just to be able to do this, to match the other big-time programs in college hockey, as well as set maybe some trends here among conference members here in the WCHA. So it's been a blast. It's been a good 4 weeks. So lots to come, though. We'll talk with the head coach, Bob Daniels, in just a little bit. But when we come back, we'll get the Michigan Tech series going. It's the Breakaway 97.3. We'll be back after this. This is it. It's finally the year when I'm going to transform the exterior of my house, and there's no better company to get the help and instruction from than New Horizon Landscape in Big Rapids. New Horizon offers landscape and irrigation design and construction, outdoor maintenance, nursery supplies, and hydro seed. Best of all, they're a hardworking team that strives for excellence in the work that they do every single day. By design, on time, and on budget. New Horizon Landscape on 220th Avenue. Give them a call at 231-796-0925 or visit them online at NHLskate.com. All right, that's the Breakaway here on 97.3 across West Michigan. We're talking Ferris State hockey up until the 8 o'clock hour. Love to hear your thoughts on the weekend series versus Michigan Tech. I mean, Michigan Tech coming in, taking 4 points from Ferris State. What were your thoughts on that? Not always a bad thing. The phone line, 657-383-0212. That's 657-383-0212. What did you think about the Michigan State series? Excuse me, Michigan Tech series. Comment, question on the Michigan State series, too. We'll take those calls as well all night long. If you prefer email, email address, bulldoghockey@ferris.edu. That's bulldoghockey@ferris.edu. Love to get your thoughts and comments on the Michigan Tech series and any questions you may have about the upcoming Michigan State series. So we got shut out again on Friday night. And obviously that's not going to win you hockey games. And with that being said, I really thought the second and third period of Saturday's game, we took the ice in our favor. When I say we, I mean Ferris State. I mean, the Ferris State played for the most part on the offensive side of the red line. They had a lot of good end zone chances on Saturday evening. Our power play, even though it didn't show up in terms of bottom line productivity, it showed signs of continuity and sustainability. Our penalty kill was pretty good, but we did give up two shorthanded goals. And at the end of the day, we took some pretty untiming penalties by some pretty key players, and that hurt Ferris. The Dogs will get it together, though. It's just going to take some time. Michigan Tech has come a long way. I mean, kudos to the Huskies from the program in Houghton in the Upper Peninsula. You know, they've been towards the bottom of the league for many years now, and they're learning how to win now, proving that by winning two victories in a very, very tough place to play on the road in the Ava Glavin Ice Arena, handing Ferris State their first loss, or I should say first two losses, in conference play here in the WCHA after going 15-0-1 at home last year. But Michigan Tech has a tough road ahead of them. If you think about it, last year our best hockey was the first half of the year. And then the second half, the team kind of hung in there until playoffs started. And then, of course, there's a whole new thing with sweeping Bemidji State, getting that comeback victory versus Alaska Anchorage at Van Andel, winning 1-0 versus Colgate in the NCAA tournament, and playing probably the best hockey game I've witnessed in the 5 years that I've been calling games here at Ferris, or I guess 6 now with this year, versus North Dakota. So I thought the first half was good hockey for Ferris. I thought the second half, the team kind of hung in there. They won the league by 1 point, and that's all that mattered. But Ferris State is a team that's developing right now. They lost 5 seniors last year, and a lot of the key players are sophomores. And they're having to play that senior-type minute, those senior-type minutes right now, in senior-type situations, and it's just wear and tear on them right now. Jared Van Warmer, back in the lineup, is a huge plus for Ferris State. He missed the first 4 games. So to get him back in this weekend, I mean, he's sturdy. He's rugged. He plays in the straight lines. He's kind of like a coach's type dream when you really think about it. You know, Ferris State's coaching staff got him on the power play this past weekend. We're talking about Jared Van Warmer here. He played penalty kill minutes this weekend. Friday, he was shaking off the rust a bit, but on Saturday, there was a shift in the middle of the second period where his line set the tone for the team to pick it up. It was like, this kid is back and he's ready to go. He's going to be a huge asset for this hockey club. Zahner was solid. First year kid. He's a freshman for Ferris State, and he didn't play versus Michigan. He didn't play at St. Lawrence. So this was his first weekend in the lineup as well. He played, I believe it was Saturday night. First year kid, freshman. He had his first game action for the most part. I like him. He's another kid that plays through those straight lines. Doesn't have that physical body, though, like Jared Van Warmer does, but he gets his nose in the middle of things. He's gritty, and I like that. He plays bigger than his size really is. Potentially a penalty kill guy down the line. Who knows? You know, I mean, Ferris State has guys like Kyle Shemp right now, the New York Islanders draft pick, Chad McDonald, Kenny Babinski. Their sophomores having to play senior minutes right now, and it's because some of the older guys just aren't there yet. They're just not there right now. I mean, think about it. Ferris State loses top guys like Garrett Thompson last year. And Justin Buzio was up there, but of the top 3 scorers, Ferris lost them all, and now Buzio was in that top 3 scorer as a junior. And he hasn't put up many points yet this year. So then the coaching staff has to look towards Shemp, towards McDonald, towards Babinski. And, you know, it's tough for players at that young of an age or not having the time at the Division I collegiate level to be getting those types of minutes, to be playing in those types of situations. It's tough on the body. So the coaching staff is just trying to find that right line combination right now. And they're real close. Just not there yet. And I'm looking forward to this weekend in East Lansing at Ferris State. We're talking Ferris State hockey right now. Love to get your thoughts and comments on the weekend series versus Michigan Tech here in Big Rapids. The phone line, 657-383-0212, 657-383-0212. Pardon me on that. So I want to look back at the Friday night game now. And Michigan Tech gave Ferris State kind of a bit of their own blood. Michigan Tech took a 1-0 loss to Ferris State in January when the Huskies were getting rolling, and that's a dagger in their heart. And then this year, Michigan Tech comes into Big Rapids, and in Game 1 of the WCHA Conference, they hand Ferris State that same dagger, beating the Dogs 1-0 on a goal scored 19 seconds in to the third period. I mean, if you look at that first period, too, Ferris State, outshot Michigan Tech by one. You know, it was 10-9, but it was an even game. It was a very even game. Both games were some of the most even hockey that I've seen here at Ferris State. But as Blake Piedel getting credit for the goal 19 seconds into the third. And for those who weren't at the game, and if you haven't heard yet, through the talk of the town at Curry's or wherever, or the Pioneer, it was a goal that Ferris State put into their own net. The puck was behind the net, and if you're looking at the goal to the right, closest to the Ferris State bench, Mott was to the left of the cage on his knees. Blake Piedel of Michigan Tech's board plays it off Mott, and the puck ends up in the crease. And there's two Ferris State players in the crease there, Ryan Lowney on defense and Brandon Anselmini, who typically plays defense, but he was playing forward. And Lowney, because the puck was right on the goal line, Lowney just whacks it to try to get out of the zone. Since Mott was not in the net, he was to the left side of the net. And right after he whacked the puck, it hit right off the skate of Anselmini and redirected right back into the net, giving Michigan Tech the goal 1-0 and the eventual game winner. 1-0. So that was a dagger in Ferris State's heart. So we come out for game two. But at that point, going up to St. Lawrence on Saturday, on that Saturday night, Ferris lost 2-0 in upstate New York, and they come back, and now they lost that game 1-0. That's two straight games getting shut out. That's six straight periods of hockey not scoring. So that's obviously not going to win you hockey games. But we go to game two, and it was Michigan Tech getting on the board first, 2 minutes and 25 seconds in. It's a power play goal from Alex Gillies that gave Michigan Tech that advantage again from the beginning. Here's how it sounded on Saturday night.
Pass in front, the shot from Gillies, and he scores. Top right shelf, a power play goal for the Michigan Tech Huskies, and they'll get on the board first again here tonight.
So Michigan Tech goes up 1-0 on Ferris State, but the Dogs didn't let them run away with it because it was only about 5 minutes later. It was Matt Robertson skating up the right wing, took it upon himself, entered the zone, came one-on-one with the defenseman at that right circle. The defenseman went down to kind of block it. He paused up, you know, put the brakes on, walked down in front of the freshman, and threw it top shelf and into the net. Big goal for Robertson, and that ended the seven-period drought for Ferris State.
Shot towards the net, hits off Lowney's equipment, and Bulldogs trying to find it. Robertson in his feet. Robertson. There's Shemp. Feeds Robertson now. Robertson right circle. Shot on net. He scores! There's the goal Ferris State needed. Bulldogs tied up 1-1. Robertson from the right circle.
Sellout crowd for Ferris State in that game, too. The second sellout in three home games this year. The third sellout versus Michigan Tech in the four home games played since January. So it was good to get the crowd roaring in that building. You know, but I was talking with assistant coach Mark Coffin about this earlier on today in the coach's office in the locker room there after practice. When Ferris State scores early, it gets teams rattled. I mean, look at Michigan. Granted, there's a difference from scoring early and scoring two in the first minute. I understand that. But it rattles teams. When Ferris State gets that early goal at the Ava Glavin Ice Arena on the campus of Ferris State here in Big Rapids, it rattles teams. And not scoring on Friday night and letting Michigan Tech get the goal obviously helped them, but not scoring until basically the midway point of the game, what is that, 13 minutes left in the second period, and Michigan Tech already getting that first goal kind of basically quieted the crowd. So in terms of goals, you know, it's everyone's goal. Home or away, you want to get on the board first. But in terms of almost needs for this hockey club, it's getting a goal early here at the Ava Glavin Ice Arena. The second goal of the night, though, in the third period, David Johnstone on the power play 13 minutes in. So with about 6.5 minutes left in the game, a power play goal. Both goals on the power play for Michigan Tech. And this was a pretty one. It was a pass from the right circle to the left circle, and Gillies, or excuse me, David Johnstone had the puck. He gets the puck in the left circle, and instead of one-timing it or just trying to throw it on net and, you know, not really getting a good quality scoring chance, he kind of pushed the puck forward to kind of make Mott dive out at him and then pulled it back to his, you know, forehand and then kind of, like, flipped it over Mott slowly. It was a pretty goal. And then it was the eventual game winner with 6.5 to play in the game.
In the Ferris State zone, puck behind the net to Mott, near side.
picked up, sent left side. Johnstone, backhanded on net. They score. Power play goal for the Michigan Tech Huskies, their second of the evening. That's how it sounded on Saturday night. And so that's the game winner for Ferris State. Bulldogs outshoot the Huskies 35-34 by one. But a lot of penalties for Ferris State. Again, 41 minutes on 11 infractions. And to compare that to Michigan Tech, it was 14 minutes on 7 infractions. So Ferris State 41, Michigan Tech 14. Some could say the officials. I agree with that. But Brandon Anselmini taking a cross-checking and 10-minute misconduct obviously doesn't help. And then Justin Buzio with the 5-minute contact to the head and a 10-minute game misconduct. Or, yeah, 10-minute misconduct and those 5-minute contact to the head and 10-minute game misconduct. That's going to raise penalty minutes, obviously. But those are players that would, A, be on the power play or, B, you know, killing for you. Maybe not Buzio, but Anselmini. And now when he's in the box for 5 minutes or 10 minutes, you know, who do you put out then? Now you're messing up lines, and it's just not pretty. So I think it came down to penalties this weekend. Just like in New York, when Anselmini took a 5 minute as well with 6 minutes left in the game and the Dogs were down trailing, you know, you're putting your team down one for a good amount of time. How about that time, though, when Jason Binkley, back-to-back opportunities, the same shift yesterday, or excuse me, on Saturday night, could have put Ferris State up 1-0 at one time in the game. Here's how it sounded, back-to-back, same shift.
Oh, Binkley on the doorstep, and he's denied.
I'm going to replay that. I missed it. Here we go.
Chef on a shot, late to the rebound. Binkley on the doorstep, and he's denied.
You got to use it. You're about to be shorthanded for 248.
Here's Shep, right corner. Van Warmer, Sasha
Binkley again. He gets denied a second time. Maybe that way above the net. I don't know how he...
So for our big listeners, they always tell me, I think I've said it on a previous show, that, hey, Dom, when are you going to show some excitement, you know, being sarcastic, joking to me? But obviously I was excited there. I mean, it was literally two wide-open nets for Binkley, and it would have been a game-changer for Ferris State. But the save of the game goes to C.J. Mott on Alex Gillies. Gillies with a one-timer from the right-wing circle. I called it a goal because I thought that there's no way it was humanly possible to make this save. So I actually apologized to C.J. At practice today for calling it a goal and, I guess, doubting him. But I couldn't believe this save. Let's listen in.
Mott backhands it off the wall, high to the left point now. Slap shot, Carroll. Tipped in on net. Mott makes the save. Back. Carroll, left point. Slap shot. Tip right the right post. They scored from the bottom. Or did he, Mott, kept it out?
No, he did not.
That is, I don't know how Mott kept that out of the cage. A shot from the left side. Tipped in front. Mott makes the save. It goes right to the stick at the right circle. And the one-timer on net, and I thought that was a goal for sure. Mott got over in time.
So that was a big save for Ferris State. C.J. Mott, that's the save of the weekend. I typically do save of the game in the post-game show. That was the save of the weekend, hands down. So, Ferris State unable to pull a point, though. They start 0-2 in conference. They will play at Michigan State this weekend. Love to get your thoughts and comments on this Michigan Tech series. I mean, what do you think of the program? Were you there? Well, what do you think of how the team is playing? The phone line, if you want to call in and get your comment on the year, 657-383-0212. That's 657-383-0212. How about New Horizon Landscape, though? It's getting to that time of the year where you're kind of ruining or running out of time to plant flowers, I guess. We're probably way past that. So we worked out a deal. Head over to New Horizon Landscape on 220th Avenue in Big Rapids and mention the breakaway. Tell them Dom sent you and you get a free plant. Great group there. I took a walk, actually, about around their building, their establishment there. Have a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff in inventory. Check them out, 220th Avenue. We'll get head coach Bob Daniels coming up in just at the next segment here. This is The Breakaway. We'll be back.
need a reservation, just an appetite for great food and a thirst for quality craft beer. Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery in Mount Pleasant and Big Rapids has burgers, steaks, gyros, saganaki, which is flaming cheese, Cranker's Artesian Pizza, and so much more. Plus, Cranker's is open 24 hours. Cranker's offers delicious daily specials and award-winning breakfast available anytime. Cranker's was voted one of Michigan's top 10 craft breweries. Drink good beer with good people at Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery, located on Pickard in Mount Pleasant and on South State Street in Big Rapids.
This is it. It's finally the year that I'm going to transform the exterior of my house, and there's no better company to get the help and instruction from than New Horizon Landscape in Big Rapids. New Horizon offers landscape and irrigation design and construction, outdoor maintenance, nursery supplies, and hydro seed. Best of all, they're a hardworking team that strives for excellence in the work that they do every single day. By design, on time, and on budget. New Horizon Landscape on 220th Avenue. Give them a call at 231-796-0925 or visit them online at nhlscape.com. Hi, this is Dominic Henning, voice of Ferris State Bulldog Hockey. Join me every Tuesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. for the Breakaway Talk Radio Show, live on Sunny 97.3 FM and around the world on FerrisStateBulldogs.com. We'll hear from coaches and players, recap all the hockey action from last weekend, preview the upcoming series, your opinions on the air, and much, much more. The Breakaway Talk Radio Show, Tuesdays from 7 to 8 p.m. on the voice of the Bulldogs, Sunny 97.3 FM.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. This is Christy at Bush Insurance. Give us a call today at 592-8030.
The Breakaway continues across West Michigan, 97.3 FM, and around the world online at FerrisStateBulldogs.com. The head coach of the Ferris State hockey team, Bob Daniels, joining us here on this Tuesday evening. Coach Daniels, thanks for taking time out of your day again.
Good to be here, Dom.
Well, I know it wasn't the results that you wanted this past weekend, but just because a team doesn't pull out points doesn't mean that there aren't positives to look at. And I know that that you feel the same way that I felt, that Ferris State came out playing a lot better in game number two, and a lot of positives were to be seen. What were some that you could note here?
Well, Dom, you're right. And we were disappointed coming out of Friday's game. I'm not going to try to sugarcoat that. The game was 1-0, and so on the scoreboard, it looked relatively close. But I felt as though Friday night we were outplayed. We got an outstanding performance by C.J. Mott. It's not to say we didn't have a few good moments on Friday night, but, boy, Saturday, I really liked the way our team came out. I liked our mindset. I thought we were stronger in terms of the forecheck. I liked our hunger around the puck. I thought 5-on-5, we really played well. I thought, you know, from a defensive standpoint, we played well. And from an offensive standpoint, I thought we controlled play 5-on-5. We possessed the puck. And, you know, in terms of individuals, I like the line of, our freshmen with Maloney, Zahner, and then Mayer on the right side. I thought that line had a strong game, came in and kind of what you're hoping for out of a fourth line, freshman line. He gave us some energy and some shots on net and some minutes played. So, you know, there was positives. I thought our power play started to look a little bit better, although we were only on it three times in the course of the game, but I did like that. So, and again, I thought CJ played well. You know, there's no, you know, obviously no issues with CJ, but I do think we ran into a pretty darn good goaltender in Phillips from Michigan Tech.
Jared Van Warmer did not play in the first four games. He saw his first action this weekend. Your thoughts on his performance? A little rusty maybe, or were you happy with it?
Well, Well, I thought he was a bit rusty on Friday, and I thought he was better on Saturday, and I think he'll only continue to get better. You know, he's playing a catch-up game right now with the guys that already had, you know, three, four games under their belt. And but I do think by Saturday, I saw a little better timing. He's always going to give you hard work, and there's always going to be effort there, and he's going to play the game the right way. He's going to stop on pucks. He's going to battle hard. But I saw two things that I liked on Saturday. His effectiveness and shifts started to become a little more extended. In other words, you know, it is difficult. No matter how good a shape you're in, you're not in game shape unless you're playing. You know, it's a different grind out there, if you will. And I thought he was more effective as his shift time went on. And then I thought his timing was a bit better. But the nice thing about Jared is he's able to play and complement anybody from the first line to the fourth line. And he can play right wing, left wing, or center. So, you know, he can play all three positions. And matter of fact, there was times last year we used him a little bit on defense. So he really adds some versatility to our lineup. He can penalty kill. If we need him on the power play, he can do that. And so there's a lot of valuables, and I'm certainly glad that we've got him back in the lineup.
We're talking with the head coach of the Ferris State hockey team, Bob Daniels, on the Breakaway Talk radio show. Coach, your penalty kill was perfect through the first four games leading into Saturday night. Yeah, you know, obviously that's something, you know, assistant coach Mark Kaufman oversees, but in terms of your penalty kill, two power play goals for Michigan Tech on that Saturday evening, a big factor in the game, but are you still happy with where the team's at right now in terms of operating down a man?
Well, without a question, we're happy with where we're at. Through five games now, we've been scored on twice while we've been shorthanded, but we've scored one, so we're only minus one on the power play, or on the penalty kill, which is almost unheard of. Obviously, I always, you look at your goaltender and say, wow, that he has a big part of that because we're going to give us up shots. We've had a number of, at least two 5-on-3s in the 4-on-3 area this season. So I think our penalty kill has been outstanding. Coach Kaufman's done a great job with that that group. And the thing that's, you know, to a casual fan, they wouldn't know this, but we turned over a lot of our prime penalty killers from a year ago. And so we're breaking in a lot of new penalty killers. And you know, for us to have the kind of penalty kill we've had, it's been excellent. And even the two goals that he scored, there was a really nice individual play by John Stone on the second goal on Saturday night, which I was very appreciative of. It reminded me a lot of what we would have thought of Garrett Thompson in terms of having the patience and pulled it out of his backhand. It was really, yeah, it was a goal scorer's goal. But the two goals that he got were kind of off-broken plays. One's obviously there's some little miscues that we may have performed as a team, but realistically we're off of broken plays. There wasn't any type of real breakdown with our penalty kill. And so we're real happy with where we're at there.
How about the penalties right now? I mean, if you look back to the St. Lawrence series, Hansel Meany puts Ferris down for 5 minutes with 6.5 to go when the Bulldogs were trying to come back, and then takes that 10 on Saturday. I know you weren't too upset with it because you said that you thought that there may have been some sort of reasoning behind it, but then Buzzio takes the 5 for head contact as well. I mean, do you think that may be a factor that's really coming into play here with Ferris State right now?
Well, what's difficult on the 2 5-minute majors for me to comment on, and this happens quite often in terms of me not being seeing it when it occurs, and I'm on the bench and I'm talking with other players that just came off the ice, talking to the players that are about to go on the ice, and realistically, I see about half the game from the bench because of the different communication that's going on between coaches and players. And the game is so fast. Now, with that said, generally, I'm able to go back on tape and take a look at it. In both cases, neither one of those were caught on tape, so it's hard for me to say, hey, what gives? I could say of the areas of disappointment, I was very disappointed with the 10-minute misconduct that Brandon took, from the standpoint that we had moved him to forward, and I really liked how he was performing at forward. We had him on one of our top two lines. And for, you know, for that to take place and for us to miss him for 10 minutes was very difficult in a one-goal game. It put some added pressure on different players. It forced us to short our bench earlier than what we would have wanted to. And so because of that, you know, that's a concern, and I've discussed it with Brandon, and you know, sometimes, yeah, obviously he's a competitor, and he's a really, really a hard worker, and sometimes your emotions get the better of you, but we can't afford to have our top-end players in the box for a 10-minute misconduct. That one was certainly avoidable. The other two, it's, you know, difficult to comment in regards to the fact that I didn't see it. And, you know, I'll go with a referee's judgment. But, you know, up until, for the most part, we're even with penalties taken with a year ago. We're right on line. And if anything, we're not drawing enough penalties. And that, I think, kind of gets to the crux of some of our issues in that we don't possess the puck enough. And if we can possess it more, if we play more of a puck possession game, if we penetrate into some of the greasier, hard areas around the goal, I think we'll start drawing more penalties. And that, to me, you know, we're constantly kind of coming out of games with just three power plays. And really for us to get that to click and to get the opportunities, we should be up around five.
Fair State Hockey Head Coach Bob Daniels joining the power or the breakaway across West Michigan on 97.3. Coach, yeah, I don't know if you know this, but the longstanding tradition between Fair State and Michigan State, I looked it up today, and they have played each other since the 1981 season. That goes back 34 years consecutively in a row. And a lot of that has credit to the CCHA conference play. But on top of that, now that they're no longer in the conference, this is the second year in a row now that Ferris State's playing Michigan State. They've played Michigan now 2 years in a row. You're going to Wisconsin this year. Wisconsin's coming here next year. I think Michigan State may be coming here next year. You got the GLI coming up. First off, 34 years, that's a long time playing a program there. But do you see this tradition continuing playing Michigan State and also the Big Ten Conference members?
Well, I see it. What's interesting is in some respects, this year we're going to play Michigan State three times, and there was years when they were in our conference we only played them twice. So, you know, it's interesting now that we're not conference mates, if you will. We end up playing each other at least equal amount of times, or in this case we're going to end up playing them more. But it's also afforded us opportunities now to play at Wisconsin, to get to the GLI. Down for years, we wanted to be in the GLI, and I would call Red Berenson and Ron Mason when he was at State, and the coaches that, you know, Jamie Russell when he was at Michigan Tech, and I've got good relationships with all of them, but they would say, hey, we'd like to get you in, but we've already got two CCHA teams in Michigan and Michigan State. We don't want to add a third team. It's not really a holiday tournament when we have three teams from one conference. And so now that we're not all in the same conference, it's opened up the ability for us to get into that tournament. And I think the people at Joe Lewis and the people that host this tournament are going to be very impressed and happy with the following that we're going to bring to Joe Lewis Arena in terms of crowd enhancement. So, but it's great, and you know, we're appreciative that we can keep these rivalries going with these schools. And certainly over the years, over 30 plus years of playing against Michigan State each and every year, it's really helped, you know, create what I consider to be a very strong interstate rivalry. And I don't see any reason why that would change as we continue forward.
The GLI, the Great Lakes Invitational, is a holiday tournament held right after Christmas at the Joe Lewis Arena, home of the Detroit Red Wings. Every year it's Michigan, Michigan State, Michigan Tech, and then they invite another team. Ferris State gets their first bid to the GLI this year. And, Coach, you and I both from the suburbia or metro Detroit area, and then any player you talk to, even Justin Buzio from Windsor, says they grew up always going to the GLI, dreaming to play in the GLI. This year they get to play in the GLI. Can you just talk about the significance and the importance, maybe for the fans that don't realize and think maybe it's just another, you know, non-conference game, about how big the GLI really is for Ferris State to be added into it this year?
Well, I think the GLI is, I could be off of this, but I'm pretty sure it's the original holiday hockey, collegiate hockey tournament. And the history of it goes back, you know, to John McGinnis when he was the coach at Michigan Tech. And Michigan Tech started the tournament in order to bring their team down to the Detroit area where they have so many at lobs. So they were the original founders of this tournament, and then they got Michigan to sign on as co-hosts, and then during the Ron Mason years, Michigan State signed on as a co-host. So those three teams host that tournament every year, and it is one of the one of the highlights of the college hockey season, and to me it means a lot, only because as a kid growing up in the Detroit area, my father working at Olympia as a penalty timekeeper, I would go to those tournaments, and just as a really young boy. So I grew up going to those tournaments every year. I really enjoyed those games. That was my first real introduction to college hockey. I had seen a lot of NHL games, and I'm talking about at the age of 5 and 6 years old, but I had never seen a college game until the GLI, and you walk in there, and the fans and the excitement, the enthusiasm of the fans, and I was hooked on college hockey, at that moment. And I think a lot of kids are. Sometimes it's the first time they've walked in and been in a collegiate environment. They may have gone to NHL games, but it's a different animal with college hockey and college athletics as a whole, and just the electricity, the atmosphere. And so this is a big tournament for us, and it's one that, we're not going to look beyond the teams that we have in, coming up, but certainly it's one that we're going to, when we get to it, it's going to be important that, we make a run at this, and it would be I would like nothing better than to see us bring home that championship.
You talk about you being hooked on college hockey ever since going to the GLI. Crazy to think now you're 23 years, at Ferris State and all the success that you've had here. But for the fans listening, mark your calendar December 28th and 29th at Joe Louis Arena in Detroit, Michigan. Ferris State will face Michigan State on that Friday, and then the winner of Michigan Tech and Michigan on Saturday. Coach, I don't want to keep you for much longer, but looking at this upcoming weekend now, Michigan State, you may not have even known this. Ferris State won 9 of the last 11 against Michigan State, 6 of the last 7, and the last 4 in a row, Ferris State has beat Michigan State right now. Just what are you expecting going into this upcoming weekend?
Well, Dom, at this point for us, regardless of the opponent, it wouldn't matter who we're playing. We've got to improve as a team. And I mentioned to you, I mentioned to a number of people, I know we're all disappointed with a 2-3 start. Not necessarily disappointed with the play yet, but disappointed with the start. So we go into this weekend with the idea that, hey, we've got to get better. But we also got to remember that last year we started off 2-2. We didn't come out of the gates with a 16-game undefeated streak. At this point, I don't really want to hit the panic button. I just want us to continue to improve. I thought that this team was going to take some time to come together, only from the standpoint that we had a large loss this last year. Even though we didn't have a number of players graduate, we lost a lot of key players and key contributors. And as those different people fill those roles and grow into those roles, it was going to take time. So going into this weekend, the keys for us, really are self-improvement. And I know Michigan State, they're on a trajectory of getting better. Tom Nassis is doing a great job building that program back to what people expect when they hear Michigan State hockey. So this will be a tough series. But for us, regardless of who the opponent is, our main theme right now is self-improvement, become better each and every week, and, start turning, really what's been a few one-goal losses in the last 2 weeks, let's start turning those into one-goal victories.
Well, Coach, on behalf of the Ferris State fans listening, we really appreciate your time. Thanks so much. Have a great rest of the night.
Appreciate it, Tom, and thanks for having me.
That's the head coach of the Ferris State hockey team, Bob Daniels, with his thoughts and comments on the breakaway. Gotta get to four promotions here, or else my boss John Coles is gonna have my neck. But Kids Day coming up this Saturday, November 1st, kickoff for Ferris State football versus Lake Erie. How about Ferris State football beating Michigan Tech on the road, Ohio Dominican on the road, 8-0 right now on the year, on a 12-game win streak dating back to last year. They're basically gonna go undefeated and win the conference for sure. But hey, kickoff at noon versus Lake Erie here in Big Rapids. benefits. Kids K through 12 get in free. Other events include bounce houses, a Halloween costume parade, football skills challenges, in-game contests, events with the team, autographs of the players, a celebrity performance from the Detroit Pistons, kid dancer, bunch of stuff there. So Ferris State football Saturday at noon. That game can be heard here right on 97.3 as well. Pre-game coverage begins at 11:30. How about Thursday, November 13th? Yes, you heard that right. Thursday, Veterans Appreciation Night, presented by General Mills and Yoplait. The team will be wearing commemorative camouflage jerseys. They are awesome. There's going to be a silent auction and other memorable material in the concourse before the game to support the veterans and Homefront Heroes Memorial Park, which is a Big Rapids City park that will recognize modern-day war heroes. It's a good opportunity for the kids. A $20 entry fee will get the first 10 kids a chance to try and score on Brutus, as well as an authentic team-signed schedule poster. All proceeds will go to the Memorial Park. And to sign your child up, send an email to bulldoghockey@ferris.edu. That email address is bulldoghockey@ferris.edu. Ladies' night, the following night, November 14th. This is kind of in conjunction with hunting season. Half-off tickets for ladies up to a $9 savings. The first 100 women will receive a goodie bag with coupons, treats, and other goodies. All ladies in attendance may also enter their name into a drawing that night to win a prize pack of Ferris gear sponsored by the Ferris State University Bookstore. And last but not least, can't forget this Friday Family Fun Pack. Four tickets for $44 for Friday games only. Every Friday game, four tickets, $44. The package includes four tickets, four hot dogs, and four drinks. For more information on all this, call the ticket office, 591-2888. That's 231-591-2888. We hear from head coach Bob Daniels. We'll hear from the head coach of the women's volleyball team coming up next, Tia Brandel-Wilhelm. We'll talk with the head coach of the Michigan State Spartans, Tom Anastas, and we'll get to your phone calls and emails. Love to hear from you, your questions on the upcoming Michigan State series. 657-383-0212. That's 657-383-0212. Tia Brandel coming up next.
It's finally the year that I'm going to transform the exterior of my house, and there's no better company to get the help and instruction from than New Horizon Landscape in Big Rapids. New Horizon offers landscape and irrigation design and construction, outdoor maintenance, nursery supplies, and hydro seed. Best of all, they're a hardworking team that strives for excellence in the work that they do every single day. By design, on time, and on budget. New Horizon Landscape on 220th Avenue. Give them a call at 231-796-0925 or visit them online at NHLscape.com.
Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery. You don't need a reservation, just an appetite for great food and a thirst for quality craft beer. Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery in Mount Pleasant and Big Rapids has burgers, steaks, gyros, saganaki, which is flaming cheese, Cranker's Artesian Pizza, and so much more. Plus, Cranker's is open 24 hours. Cranker's offers delicious daily specials and award-winning breakfast available anytime. Cranker's was voted one of Michigan's top 10 craft breweries. Drink good beer with good people at Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery, located on Pickard and Mount Pleasant and on South State Street in Big Rapids.
You're a Ferris State Bulldogs fan. You want the world to know it. And there's only one place for you to gear up. Shop.ferrisstatebulldogs.com. You'll find a great selection of Bulldogs items, including jerseys, t-shirts, hats, and more. Decorate your home, your office, or even your car with the best selection of Bulldogs gear anywhere. You'll also find great customer service, 365-day hassle-free returns, and fast shipping. So show the world you're a Bulldog. Head to shop.ferrisstatebulldogs.com.
What would you do without her? Do you ever stop and think about that? The simple truth is, you never want to find out. I'm Susan Miedema. This anniversary, love her with diamond jewelry from Rogers Jewelers. When you hand her that little box, you say to her, "What would I do without you, honey?" And when she opens it, you tell her, "I never want to find out." Rogers Jewelers, downtown Big Rapids. Your life together is the only life you want.
It's the breakaway from downtown Big Rapids in the Sunny 97.3 studios. I'm your host, Dominic Hennig. Thanks for tuning in on your Tuesday evening. Ferris State Volleyball hosting the Grand Valley State Lakers right now here in Big Rapids at Wink Arena or the Ava Glavin Sports Complex. Grand Valley took set number one, 25-20. They're in set number two right now. I have a chance to catch up with the head coach of the women's volleyball program, Tia Brendel. Wilhelm, here's what she had to say earlier on today.
All right, Tia, looking at the record coming in this game here tonight, you guys are unbelievable. Another great season here in the GLIAC. Only one loss, but unfortunately it is to the rival Grand Valley. You have them here tonight. What kind of game are you expecting tonight?
I think anytime you have two good teams, you're going to see hopefully a good game where both teams are at their best, and you know one team's just going to come out a little bit at the end.
Grand Valley here in the building, obviously it's going to be a sellout crowd. Place is going to be packed. You and I have talked about it numerous times, but how about how the home court advantage gives you guys a boost here in Big Rapids?
I think anytime we play at home, it's nice because we have such great fans. They're so loyal to us, and they're so excited. You know, they know volleyball. We have people from the community, from the athletic department, you know, just from everywhere. And so it's a good fan base, and anytime we play for them, you know, we're excited to, you know, play well for our fans.
In terms of GLIAC volleyball, you guys were on the road for the GLVC crossover. After getting to see another conference and more action other than just your GLIAC opponents, how do you rate the GLIAC as a conference in volleyball?
I don't think this is one of our stronger seasons as a whole conference. I think we have a lot of young teams, some new coaches, and just, you know, we're in a position where we're building in a lot of programs, you know, all at once. So I think as a whole conference, it's not one of our top seasons, but certainly the top part of the conference, top four schools are very strong.
You got Grand Valley here in Big Rapids tonight. You got to play them once now that you've seen their type of play and whatnot. And what do you guys have to change to get that victory here tonight?
You know, I think it's just we have to play our game and match it up against their game. You know, not try to adjust too much to what they're doing, but to really work and focus on our strengths.
Can you talk about Courtney Ream and Alexis Hunting and the impact and benefit they've had on the program in their time here?
You know, Courtney's done really well. She's been a really good leader. She has been very selfless for the team in all four seasons, and you know, changed positions as a going into her sophomore year, and just has, you know, done whatever she needs for the team to be successful. Never looking for anything individually, but just looking for whatever's best for the team. And I think you could say that of any of our players. You see that, and you know, Lexi Honey certainly is a great leader and a fierce competitor, and she just pushes us to be better every single day.
Last question for you. I got the chance to interview Krista Jung during the hockey game last Saturday. She said she loves it here in Big Rapids, loves working for you. How is it on your end with her as your partner now?
You know, it's always fun to change assistants. It's a lot of work, and you certainly miss the people that leave. But I'm excited, you know, I'm excited for Jesse and his new role that he has, and it's certainly something we, you know, tried to grow him towards. And I'm really excited to have Krista here. She brings a fresh look at things, and she's a very, very hard worker, very confident, knows a lot about the game. She's very, very bright, and it's great to have her in the office, great to have her on the court. I mean, she has a really easy rapport with the players and is able to reach them and communicate with them well, and just love working with her.
Good luck tonight, Tia.
Thank you.
The head coach of the women's volleyball program, Tia Brendel Wilhelm. They're hosting their rival Grand Valley State here in Big Rapids right now as we speak in set two of the best of three or best of five. Ferris State is up 18-16 on Grand Valley State right now. So that's why we caught up with head coach Tia Brendel Wilhelm. We'll take a quick 60-second timeout. Tom Manast is standing by, the head coach of the Michigan State Spartans. He'll be on the breakaway next.
Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery. You don't need a reservation, just an appetite for great food and a thirst for quality craft beer. Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery in Mount Pleasant and Big Rapids has burgers, steaks, gyros, saganaki, which is flaming cheese, Cranker's Artesian Pizza, and so much more. Plus, Cranker's is open 24 hours. Cranker's offers delicious daily specials and award-winning breakfast available anytime. Cranker's was voted one of Michigan's top 10 craft breweries. Drink good beer with good people at Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery. Located on Pickard and Mount Pleasant and on South State Street in Big Rapids.
This is it. It's finally the year that I'm going to transform the exterior of my house, and there's no better company to get the help and instruction from than New Horizon Landscape in Big Rapids. New Horizon offers landscape and irrigation design and construction, outdoor maintenance, nursery supplies, and hydro seed. Best of all, they're a hardworking team that strives for excellence in the work that they do every single day. By design, on time, and on budget. New Horizon Landscape on 220th Avenue. Give them a call at 231-796-0925 or visit them online at nhlscape.com.
The
Break Wave live across West Michigan on 97.3 FM and around the globe on FerrisStateBulldogs.com. Want to hear from you tonight, your thoughts on the upcoming weekend series at Michigan State. How are the Dogs going to do in East Lansing? The phone line 657-383-0212. That's 657-383-0212. All right, happy to have the head coach of the Michigan State Spartans on the line now, Tom Anastas. Tom, it's our pleasure. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
All right, I want to start off by looking at the four games your program has played this year. Basically a series against the state of Massachusetts, beating UMass in your home opener 5-3 before the eventual split, and then falling at Boston University and UMass Lowell. Not always, though, when a team has a weekend sweep or gets swept, is it a bad thing? You could always pick positives out of it. What was your thoughts on the weekend series in Massachusetts?
Two tough games. Certainly, we would have hoped, especially only giving up three goals on the weekend, we would have hoped to get out of there with a little bit more than two losses. But it was what it was, and I thought there were parts of our game that we liked, other parts that certainly have to get better. But we played against two very good teams, and excuse me, and. You know, it's a good measuring stick for this early in the season as to where we are and where we need to go.
Year two of the Big Ten Hockey Conference. Now that you've got a chance to analyze the college hockey landscape and the conference as a whole, what are your thoughts on the changes throughout college hockey now?
Well, it's a very competitive conference, and it's fun playing against the Big Ten schools on the campuses every year. You know, something that we didn't get an opportunity to do before. And I know the fans have responded and related to it on our campus well, as have the other Big Ten schools. So from that perspective, I think it's been very good. The television exposure to the league is at the highest level it's probably ever been in the sport, and they continue to push that to a higher level. So that's good. And the other part of it is, given that we have six teams, it allows us lots of flexibility to play non-conference games, which really, when we played in the CCHA, it was pretty limited because we played a 28-game league schedule. So I think there's a lot of good. We're adapting to it, as I'm sure all the other leagues are adapting to their new structure, and we're real excited about it.
We're talking with the head coach of the Michigan State hockey program, Tom Anastas, on the Breakaway across West Michigan. Tom, quite a few renovations happening at Munn Arena this year. What changes are you most looking forward to?
Oh, geez, there's lots. We've had some since last year or last summer already, with a new refrigeration plant, new boards and glass. We've got some displays coming in and so on to highlight some of our history and upcoming. We get new lights and new light show type theatrical lighting that adds to the game experience. We've got the new seating that will come in the off season, chair back seating. We also in mid-season, actually, just after our holiday break, we'll come back to new HD video boards throughout the building. So a lot of exciting things are taking place at Munn.
All right, let's look at this upcoming weekend. Ferris State at Michigan State for two games in East Lansing. You may not know this, but the first time Ferris State and Michigan State played each other was in 1979-1980. The two programs didn't play each other the following year, 80-81, but they have not missed a season since. It's been like 33, 34 straight years that Ferris State and Michigan State have played each other. Why do you think that is, and do you see this tradition to continue in the future?
I do. I think they're always very, very competitive games. Obviously, one of the primary reasons that those games always have existed was because of the conference affiliation. Michigan State, as I recall, moved from the WCHA into the CCHA at that time. So, for the past almost 40 years or 35 years, whatever the number was, that was the primary reason that those two schools have played together. But now that we're in different conferences, we'll have to work a little harder at keeping each other on the schedule. But given our proximity and our relationship with the coaching staffs and the history of the games between the two schools, I would expect that to continue to happen.
Both teams coming off getting swept this past weekend, what type of hockey are you expecting? Because obviously they're both going to be really gritty, and they're both going to be grinding to get back in the win category.
Yeah, I think you just described it. I think you know, our team continues to try to emerge and find ourselves and get better, and we believe that we're doing that. And I'm sure Ferris is in the same predicament coming into, you know, week for us it'd be week three of the season, and you know, we're trying to get better every week. So we played a couple of real good teams last week. We know that we're going to be playing a very hungry and motivated and talented Ferris team this weekend. So it's really more of the same of what we've already seen.
Talking with the head coach of the Michigan State Spartans, Tom Manassas. Tom, for the Ferris State fans listening right now, who is the player or the players to watch on the ice this weekend in East Lansing?
Oh, you know, I'm not sure that there's any, you know, one go-to player quite yet who has emerged. I think, you know, our goaltender probably comes in with the most experience and probably the most success of a returning player, and that's Jake Hildebrandt. And, you know, I think up front we're still trying to find guys to emerge. Matt Berry certainly had a good opening weekend. I think he got 4 goals against UMass here at home. But I think all that stuff's kind of emerging. I mean, we're still in the phase of trying to settle on some line combinations and trying to improve and find a groove in special teams and so on. So I think it's still yet to be determined.
Battle between Jake Hildebrandt and C.J. Mott this weekend. Any similarities between the two goaltenders?
No, I think they both stopped the puck. That's a big similarity. You know, with a high success rate, I think they probably both do it in a little bit different way, but both just excellent goaltenders. Both serve obviously as leaders on their team. I know you know, our guy does, and it looks like CJ, obviously being the team captain, does. So I think all that is, you know, lots of similarities. Maybe their styles are subtly different, but in the end, they both stop the puck with great efficiency.
All right, Coach, last question for you. You played a huge role in developing the CCHAs, the former commissioner, and, you know, establishing the various television contracts. Obviously, with the Big Ten Conference, college hockey on TV has picked up tremendously. But do you think there will ever come a day for college hockey when there are big TV deals in place, right, the majority of games will be able to be seen nationally?
No, I don't think that we'll see that any time in the near future from a national television contract standpoint. I think our sport is still a regional sport. The reason I say that is more because of the NHL. You know, the NHL has a national package, but the number of games on those national packages, you know, have grown over the years, but it's still not, you know, all of the games. You still are going to be driven by the regional enthusiasm for the sport, and then, you know, the outgrowth of emerging networks, especially sports networks, have allowed for that national distribution. So I think college hockey is in better position than ever before, you know, from a national perspective. When you look at the Big Ten Network, you look at some of the ESPN platforms, and you look at NBC Sports Network, and CBS Sports Network making commitment to college hockey. So that's outstanding for us, and I think that will continue to stay in place and hopefully continue to grow. But again, I still think that there's going to be a lot of regional television that will enhance the number of games that we're able to get aired for college hockey.
The head coach of the Michigan State Spartans, Tom Manassas. Tom, thanks for your time. It's been a pleasure.
You're welcome, Dominic. Have a great day.
That was the head coach of the Michigan State Spartans, Tom Manassas. How about this news just coming in right now for those listening in? Gordie Howe has suffered a stroke. I asked if he was still alive. Message is he's resting now, just lost some mobility on one side. Doctors classified it as serious, though. Thank you to Harrison Watt for sending that in. I appreciate the information. Thanks to the guests, though, this week, tonight, Tia Brenda Wilhelm and Bob Daniels and Tom Anastas. Ferris State on the road for 2 this upcoming Friday and Saturday at Michigan State at 7 o'clock. We'll have the game right here beginning at 6:30. Don't forget, football home at 1 o'clock versus Lake Erie this upcoming weekend. Noon versus Lake Erie. 11:30 pregame coverage here. Kids K through 12 get in free. Veterans Appreciation Night, Thursday, November 13th. Ladies Night, Friday, November 14th for hockey. And, of course, the Friday Family Fun Pack, 4 tickets for $44. I want to thank the president of the university, David Eisler, Vice President Jerry Scobie, Athletics Director Perk Weisenberger, Assistant Athletics Director, or Associate Athletics Director John Coles, Assistant Athletics Director for Communications Rob Bentley, Steve Masters, operating the board here,
Madison Skezniak. He operated the phones all night long as well. Thank you, Madison. Sorry we did not get to a few phone calls and emails here at PAC Show tonight, but thank you for calling in. Dominic Hennig saying so long. Have a great week, everybody. I'll talk to you Friday night right here on 97.3. God bless you. Good night.